See, there's some conditions. There's some rules. The fact that it's purchased, that it's paid for, it belongs to you. But you've got to figure out how to activate your faith to get what belongs to you. How to move it from what God has said, what God has promised, from the absolute of God. Healing is the absolute of God. And how to move it from absolute to your own body. And you're going to do that with faith. Well, faith comes by hearing. But Israel heard. They heard every generation. Now, I'll tell you what happened to them. Look at Numbers 13. I think we'll come back to Moses, maybe. Moses heard several times. I want you to see this absolute in Numbers 13. I have a new Bible, so I'm a little slow. But my old one didn't have Ephesians in it anymore. Look at chapter 13. God said to Moses, the Lord said to Moses, now this is absolute. He said, send men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. How many of you generations had he been saying that to? He said, I'm giving it to them. Search out the land. So look back at Exodus. We'll be back to Numbers. Look at Exodus 3. He's giving it to them. Absolute. It belongs to them. But that generation failed, and it went to the next generation. Now, this is God's word to Moses in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them out of that land unto the good land and large land, unto the land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites. How many times has he called all these people's names? And said, this is an occupied land. There are people on your property. It's yours. I give it to you. I gave it to you. It belongs to you. But there are people there. And when they got there, the first thing they did was say, there's people here and they're really big. Why didn't faith come by hearing? Well, turn to chapter 6 of Exodus. You're thinking, right? I'm about to begin to sweat up here. Woo! Verse 8. I will bring you in into the land concerning which I did swear to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob. I will give it you for a heritage. He said, I'm going to bring you to that land. I give it to you, and I'm going to bring you to it. Now look at chapter 23. I know you've talked to a child or to somebody important to you, and you say, you explain it to them, they didn't get it, and you explain it again, they didn't get it, and you're going to say, how many times do I have to tell you this? Are you listening to me? How many times do I have to go through this with you? I'm surprised God didn't say that. I'm real surprised he didn't say, how many times do I have to tell you that this is your land? I'm giving it to you. It's occupied, but it does not belong to them. So he's going to enlarge his tale to Moses in chapter 23. I love chapter 23 because he's going to tell them what's going to happen. He's going to give them the occupational plan. Here's the plan. He said in verse 23, my angel shall go before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites. I'll cut them off. Have we heard that before? Did we know they were there? We did if we were listening. And then he tells them not to bow down and become a part of their religion. Then he talks about healing, verse 25. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. It's not I might. This is not optional. This is not conditional. It's the absolute of God. Healing is an absolute of heaven. It's paid for. And then he says, I will send my fear before thee, verse 27, will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. They're going to hear about these people and how they were supernaturally delivered from Egypt. And they're going to fall in fear. And a lot of these people are going to just run and hide. They're just going to hightail it. They're going to get out of there. And God told them, don't worry about the fact that they're there. They see you coming, they're going to hear about you, and they're going to run. Now, does God keep his word? Yes. And then they say, I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite. Now, I don't know if that's literal hornets or if that's a fierce and vile people. But somebody's going to drive, a lot of them are going to run, and somebody's going to come behind that's labeled hornets that's going to run them out of the land. God's given them the occupational plan. He's given us the plan for healing. He said, it belongs to you. It was purchased at the cross. It's absolutely yours. And if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you'll have what's been purchased. You see that?